The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. I think, let's see. Hello there, little chatty peoples. We have Marshall in the chat. We have Kevin listening. I don't know if he's in the chat.
Kevin 11? I love Kevin 11.
No, it's Kevin 2787. Not to be confused with Ben 10. This week on Dueling Review, we review Chastity number 1 from Dynamite Entertainment. Chastity Jack has been kidnapped to the great misfortune of her kidnappers. She, along with a dozen other young women, arrive at an audition for a prestigious New York burlesque act, hoping to land a coveted spot in the popular show. When they wake up in chains on a spooky cruise ship in the middle of nowhere, they're congratulated on joining the cast. Realizing they've been drugged and kidnapped by their human traffickers, Chastity Jack declines the offer, grindhouse style. Let us talk about Chastity number 1 from Dynamite Entertainment. And for those of you who were, I think it was this week's Major Spoilers podcast, or maybe it was the pre-show, I had mentioned that I had read a solicitation for a comic book, and it pretty much gave away everything that happens in the next issue. And I couldn't remember what the book was until I reread the solicitation for this issue, Chastity number 1. And
this is it.
Oh, this is the thing that's telling us what's happening in issue number 2, not issue number 1.
Like it.
Yeah, so who is Chastity, Matthew? She's one of them longtime Chaos Comics creators or characters?
That is correct. Chastity, traditionally, Chastity was a vampire or a half-vampire, I think.
Half-vampire is what they say in this book.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's a change or not. I honestly did not read her book. A lot of the Chaos stuff that I read was WWE-related. And, of course, I can't stand Evil Ernie.
What? You don't like Evil Ernie?
I don't like Evil Ernie. Evil Ernie is just like... Evil Ernie is like...
Wasn't,
it's like four loco given form to walk around and attack us. But I know that back in the day, Chastity was created by Polito, who actually founded Chaos Comics and created Evil Ernie and Lady Death and all like that. But Chastity was never like one of the high-profile ones. For me, anyway, and she was never a punk rocker with a giant flippy-dippy mohawk before either. She always seemed to have like a shorter haircut, as I recall.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a different story, a different time period. Of course, sure, she's going to shave her head, and we find
That's 25 years, man.
I know. At some point, you're going to just get tired and say, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna shave this hair back, but I'm still going to be a burlesque dancer or at least an actress and go out and try to land a gig." Of course, this issue starts out very clearly letting us know that she is a vampire hunter. And you're right, Kevin, who's in our Discord chat. She is very much like Blade, very much like a female Blade. Half vampire, yes. Can walk in the light, can suck the blood, can bike across Manhattan in about 20 seconds on a dirt bike. Yes, exactly like female Blade, or exactly like Blade, who's a female.
If she is 25 years old, that would be the same year that Blade became the Blade that we know, back in 93 with the Midnight Suns relaunch at Marvel. So that may be intentional.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But it opens with her killing vampires on the subway. That's fine. Don't have a problem with that. It's a very kind of cool fight. And then we find out she's trying to make it across town to go to an audition. But when she gets there, she finds out that they're all being roofied by some group of people who we don't know who. Although if you've listened to the solicitation at the top of the show, you know exactly why she is being kidnapped. And it's like, why? Why did you do this?
Why you do this? Well, because in the modern era, if you're trying to get your comics noticed, you have to give people more than just, hey, something's going to happen. Sometimes you have to actually give them the elevator pitch for the full miniseries in order to get anybody to look at issue number 1, which, you know, sucks.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would have just voluntarily picked this up and read it. Although Leah Williams did a fine job, I thought. From the story perspective, I thought this was pretty straight on. I think it addressed many of the issues and concerns that face young women in the entertainment, well, really in any industry, Right. When they go out either to a bar or to, in this case, an audition, where you don't know the professionalism of the people involved, and there could very well be somebody getting roofied at a casting call and being taken advantage of. Now, in this case, the kidnappers, the human traffickers, didn't realize that they were getting their hands on a half vampire. Yeah.
Let me tell you from experience, a half vampire will mess up your afternoon.
Well, and probably part of your evening and into the next morning.
You know, because some days I am a half vampire. This week I was not. Last week I was. And I'll tell you, it'll mess up your head. That's all I'm saying.
2-1. That's very fascinating, Matthew. I found that insight to be really, really clear and on point. So good for you on that. What did you think of the art?
I didn't hate it, but I also didn't really notice it, if that's a thing. You know,
I think an art job
it's perfectly fine. There are parts of it that are really interesting, but nothing ever leapt out at me. Even, you know, the sight of Chastity leaping over traffic on a city bike in her full leather outfit was just kind of like, okay, I get it. I like it. It's okay.
Yeah, I think that is really important and really clear when, you know, in cinematography, if the editing stands out, then that's a problem. If the cinematography stands out, that's a problem. And in this case, I agree with you. The art is fine. The art is good. There was nothing that I looked at and said, oh, this is really, really a bad idea, or this was a really, you know, horrible composition. But I didn't see any of that. So from this person's viewpoint, thought the art was fine. Thought the story was fine. This actually was very surprising. And I think, dear listeners, if you are a fan of Blade, then I think you'll probably enjoy this book.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's important to know that when you're picking up a comic book, it's not just going to be all fight scenes in the subway. We do have a very believable sequence where she has to walk into a skeevy office and sit on a couch surrounded by other actresses, and all of that looks good. All of that is fine. She gets up. She gets a drink of water. She wanders around. Somebody starts passing out. And then we get, you know, a minor action sequence with some, you know, CPR and everything. But all
Hot
of it.
CPR action.
But yeah, all of it kind of works for me. And I really have to say that the one thing I do appreciate is her goth gear. Because I've been reading Hack and Slash off and on for about 10 years. And it's difficult to get that whole young, cool goth girl vibe without falling really hard into the, this is a naked girl for people who want to see naked women.
Right.
And I feel
that's like what Suicide Girls is for.
Yeah. This feels more like it's got elements of kind of an adventurer's costume to it. And I think it makes a perfectly fine costume, but it also looks like something that a woman might, you know, wear if she was going to an audition or a club or, you know, going out to kill people in the subway. It's not necessarily something that you look at and you go, man, I need to know how old Cassie Hack is again, because if she's over 21.
She was under at the start of that series.
I know. And that's one of my discomforts with it, is finding, you know, finding that middle ground between this is how, you know, a cute young girl would dress if she had access to all of this stuff. And I can look at this with my mom in the room, even though my mom passed away like 10 years ago. You want to have that balance. And I feel like Chastity does that really well. There's never a question of this is a cool, you know, vampire goth stripper girl. And it all really works for me. Plus, those pants are awesome.
Yeah. No, I will say this. Oftentimes, especially when it comes to obscure characters like Chastity might be, it takes a lot to get me to want to voluntarily read the next issue in the series. Even though I've read the solicitation, I kind of do want to see what happens next. I do want to see what happens when she wakes up and who these kidnappers are and what's the deal. You know, at first when I read this, the issue before I read the solicitation, I thought maybe these were people who were specifically targeting her, like, you know, vampire cult or something that was out to get her. But no, it doesn't appear to be that. So I really do want to read this second issue. And I know we'll get it because it's from Dynamite and they're really good people, good publisher.
Yep.
So it's something that I think I rather enjoyed. And again, we don't have any Blade comics on the market right now. So this might be your next best thing. So I give it a thumbs
Blade
up.
Blade is in Avengers right now. He's not doing
any
solo
have his
work.
Own. He doesn't have his own title.
Right. I just wanted to let people know he's in the Avengers.
All right.
I'm not questioning you.
What is your bottom line thoughts?
This is pretty okay. I mean, it's certainly not my bag. It's not something that's aimed directly at me, but it's also something that you can pick up, you can understand, and you can totally grok what this whole thing is about. And nothing ever stands out as, oh, that was a false note. Oh, that was a terrible moment. Oh, that was a really ugly panel. It's all a very professional, very well done comic. And I feel like maybe the fact that it's not for me is why none of this stands out. And if you're totally into the aesthetic, or if you're totally into Chastity, or if you're one of the people who remembers and loves Chaos, I feel like this could be something where we'd be like, hey, here's a hell yeah moment that Matthew totally missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Chastity number one out this week from Dynamite Entertainment. Now, the important thing that you might be asking yourself if this is the first time you're listening is, hey, wait a minute, you guys have a Discord server? Yes, we do. There's a link in the show notes. You can go over there and you can chat up with a bunch of other like-minded spoilerites, some really cool people over there. And then on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central, if you are a Patreon member over at patreon.com/majorspoilers, you can listen to us record this show live. But there's also something else that happens when you go over to patreon.com/majorspoilers, Matthew. Not major spoilers,
yeah.
Matthew, but patreon.com/majorspoilers, Matthew.
Wow, that was so confusing. I forgot what the question was.
Well, what happens when people go over there?
You go over there and you see a lot of cool stuff. You will see all of the things that we give to you. And whether you are a Major Spoilers patron or not, you can vote on next week's dueling review.
Wait, you mean you don't have to? I don't have to if I'm not a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. I don't have to give you money and I can tell you what to read?
That is true. All of that is true. You do not have to be a Major Spoilers patron to play the dueling review game. Now, if you're over there and you see things you love, absolutely feel free to throw some money in the bag. But regardless, as long as you have a Patreon account, you can go there. You will look for dueling review for what, the 18th?
September 18th, 2019. Here's what's coming out from Boom Studios. Firefly number 9. The Man Who Came Down from the Attic Stairs hardcover. That's the collection of that. $15 there. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers trade paperback volume 9. Can't believe they already have 9 volumes of this, Matthew.
I can.
Once in Future number 2 of 6 arrives next week, as does the Steven Universe ongoing number 32 over at Dark Horse Comics. Let's see, what do we have? We have Disney Pixar Incredibles 2 trade paperback volume 2 Secret Identities for $11. Here's something that I think everyone should be excited about. Flaming Carrot Comics Omnibus trade paperback volume 1 for only $25.
Yes, the Flaming Carrot.
Now, we don't do trade paperbacks, but if you are someone that likes, what was that movie, The Mystery Men, then you might want to be picking up the Flaming Carrot Comics Omnibus. Just saying, you might want to.
You might.
Also coming out next week, Hellboy and the BPRD, Saturn Returns number 2 of 3, Steeple number 2, and Umbrella Academy gets some merchandise and trade paperback volume 3 of Hotel Oblivion for only $20. DC Comics next week, Aquaman number 52, Batman number 79, Flash Forward number 1 of 6, The Inferior 5 number 1 of 12, Nightwing 64, Superman number 15, Matthew. We're going to see what happens with the Legion when they finally show up and say, oh no, we want Jonathan Kent to be our new member, not you, old man Superman.
Yeah, suck it, Grandpa.
Brian Michael Bendis tweeted out today that Superman number 14 is going back for a second print run. DC rarely does second print runs on books. So that must have been a high-demand comic, probably because it was the first appearance of the modern era of the Legion. Dynamite Entertainment next week has Betty Page Unbound number 1, also Elvira Mistress of the Dark number 9, James Bond 007 number 11, Red Sonja Birth of the She-Devil number 4, Vampirilla number 3, and Xena Warrior Princess number 6. IDW Publishing has My Little Pony Friendship Is Magic number 82. Oh man, this is going to be crazy. I bet somebody's already claimed this one. Napoleon Dynamite number 1 as a comic book. Napoleon Dynamite number 1 out next week from IDW Publishing. Also Transformers number 12. Yeah. Image Gina, Comics next.
Come get some ham.
Image Comics next week has, let's see, what does it have? Rumble number 16, Unnatural number 12, and Matthew's favorite book, Weatherman, volume 2, number 4.
Yeah, I don't need to know that comic to know which way the wind blows.
That's right. Marvel Comics next week. Matthew, you're going to love this. Absolute Carnage number 3. Absolute Carnage Lethal Protectors number 2 of 3. Absolute Carnage Separation Anxiety number 1, second printing of that. Oh, so much carnage next week from Marvel Comics. Also from Marvel Comics, Black Panther and the Agents of Wakanda number 1. That can be very interesting. I don't know who's writing that book. Daredevil 181 Facsimile Edition, $5 for a facsimile edition.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Guardians
of the
Galaxy number 9.
Right?
I don't remember if 181, it's got to be that. It's got to be a Frank Miller run, right?
I think 181 is, Bullseye Stabs Elektra.
Yeah, right there on the cover. That iconic cover right there. You can get a reprint of that, or you could go out, and what my recommendation would actually be is go out and get that Frank Miller Daredevil Omnibus Edition that's like the size of the, the unabridged Oxford Dictionary. because the art looks brilliant blown up in a big, big size. So I would go check that out besides just going to get spending $5 on the Daredevil 181 copy. House of X number 5 arrives next week. History of the Marvel Universe number 3. Oh, I cannot wait for that. That's going to be a good one. Spider-Man number 1 of 5. I think that's the J.J. Abrams book, Spider-Man.
Is it?
I think so. Tony Stark.
That was like Spider-Man colon something something Dark Side.
I don't think it's something something Dark Side because that's a different company.
Yeah, it's still J.J. Abrams.
Tony Stark Iron Man number 16. And then you can get some $1 comics. True Believers Hulk Joe Fix-It number 1. Hulk Professor Hulk number 1. And Hulk Returns number 1. Also, there's a Valkyrie Jane Foster, number 3. So there you go. In all the rest category, we have Archie 1955, number 1. Archie versus Predator 2, number 2. We also have Blade Runner 2019, number 3. Crucified, number 4. Killers, number 3. Psylords, number 4 from Valiant Entertainment. Rick and Morty versus Dungeons and Dragons 2. Painscape, number 1. That will be an Oni Press book. Sister Powers number 1 and Zombie Tramp ongoing number 64 with only 6 variant covers, none of them nude.
Well,
but a couple of them with
stay.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to be risque, you don't want to be nude. They're zombies, man.
I know, she's got parts that fall off of her in this book too, so.
Oh god, just stop.
I know, 64 issues. Yeah. All right, everybody, there you go. That wraps it up for this installment of The Dueling Review. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. Remember, head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. Let us know what book you want us to review next week. The most votes wins, and we'll be back next week to review that book. And you will also get to hear Matthew say,
"The word impossible, Mr. Booth, is only found in a dictionary of fools."
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.